Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Republican American, and appears with us on Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Oh, busy as usual. We took the first hour and 20 minutes and devoted it to the Sharon Healthcare Center, COVID-19, and then we had Maria Horn on as well.
Because that's the issue of the day, the idea that they're going to make it a COVID-19 recovery center. And we had a story in about the reaction from First Selectman Brent Colley, who has some real concerns, and urging people to express those concerns to the state. Yeah, it's a biggie.
You know, what I've said all along, I think the idea of putting up the field hospital at Sharon Hospital is a great idea. It's going to be a release valve for people who have already been on ventilators and survived and had severe medical treatment, and they need 2 to 3 weeks to recover. And that opens up hospital space for people that need to go in. And it's just an overflow possibility. I'm in favor of that. I am. I'm not necessarily in favor of having COVID-19 senior citizens move to secure and safe places. But it's a great idea that has so many question marks with it when it comes to a facility like Sharon Healthcare. I've had some people say to me, well, what makes what do you mean that Sharon Healthcare people aren't trained? I don't mean all. There are healthcare people at Sharon Healthcare that are trained, but there's a whole bunch of the staff that reports to me that they haven't been trained. And the big problem, I think, is that there's no real reliable supply of PPE, the personal protection equipment. Even the state admitted that over the weekend, that their stockpile is not really a stockpile, as I said. So
I think this, as with so many issues, people, things get thrown at people without enough prep. And we've seen this in so many areas. And there's so many questions being raised. If the state would come in and just answer everything to allay people's fears, but again, we're doing it, and that's it. And as Brent said, there are so many questions. What about displacing the folks that are already there, and what that would mean, or the caregivers, and just. Too many questions that I think have not been answered yet.
Or even your people leaving, if you have the choice to leave your people there, will they be exposed to to COVID? And I've had people say to me, well, no, all the residents have been guaranteed if they want to stay, they can stay. And what I try to say to people is, if you look at the governor's executive order, and you can't fight that executive order because it's a legal executive order. If you look at that executive order, push comes to shove, if they need the room, they will move people that don't have COVID-19 out of these senior centers to other places, and preferably within 10 miles. But we all know Gear doesn't have room for them. Noble Horizons doesn't have room for them. So if people are moved, they're going to be moved.
Where do they go?
Yeah. There's just so many questions that have to be answered. And yes, the state is preparing 2 unoccupied nursing homes. They're not ready yet. There's only really 2 nursing homes that are ready, and one other site that is ready that can handle about 555 patients. And as I said to Maria Horn, right now, there's over 600 patients that would have to be moved one way or another. Even if you absorbed some of them and they stayed at their facilities, you still have right now a little over 500 patients, which means the governor's plan would almost be at capacity right off the start. And that's these are the things that have to be looked at. I think that we can't put pressure. You can put pressure on the state, but an executive order is an executive order. But Athena Healthcare should be held to task here to make sure that if this happens, the residents are safe and the people that work there are safe. And if they have to bring in more people, well, then bring in more people to help out.
Yeah. And again, I don't think Athena has been
No. A week ago, they said they weren't going to participate in the plan. 1 week ago,
yeah.
Public. And then, of course, the opportunity to make, and this sounds terrible, $600 a bed, 88 beds, just in Sharon alone, is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah. I mean, that does stick out, going from 234 to 600. I mean, that really
There's just got to be some balance between commerce and execution.
And like I said,
especially when there are humans involved.
I'm not against the plan, but the plan needs to be structured. And unfortunately, like everything else with this COVID-19, the country hasn't been prepared. Mm-hmm. States mm-hmm. haven't been prepared. And the states haven't been prepared basically because there's the national leadership isn't there. And then that funnels down. So everybody's doing something different. And you know what? Dr. Fauci is the one who said all along, everybody really has to be doing the same thing.
Which in this situation is a little difficult.
Yeah, but still. But that's what you want to strive for.
Yes, in an ideal world. Then again, you got the execution aspect of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just
everybody was so unprepared. Everything... we've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes, and it just the leadership is not there, absolutely.
Well, Zoom is a very popular feature now. Now, do we have any meetings? I know
We do. We have a meeting tonight. Falls Village Board of Finance will be Zooming.
And Sharon Selectman are meeting tomorrow, and Maria Horn announced this morning that they're trying to change the agenda to include someone from the state and someone from Athena so people can Zoom into that meeting. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do. Brent Colley's trying to – because there's legal ramifications about changing a meeting. So they're trying to change what's going to go on at the meeting to add those things in. And that would be very beneficial for people around here that are concerned, where they could listen in on Zoom and they could ask questions as well.
Oh, that
probably.
Would be great. Is that the 5:30 meeting tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The regular meeting day. That would be great. Yep. So as you say, I mean, COVID is the headline these days. Not much else going on. Towns are trying to get their budgets in. They're holding these Zoom meetings and allowing people to comment. It's not ideal, but it certainly is better than nothing. And sometimes the technology has some difficulties. But all in all, it's great that we have that.
And remember, and people should remember this with the Region 1 school budget. The Region 1 school budget, as we found out when the budget was defeated 7 times in a row, they can operate on last year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
They can, if they want to, operate on last year's budget until the public gets involved. But that's just an option. But I've got to. You know.
Yeah, what they're talking about now is having Sam Herrick do a presentation through Zoom. Everybody gets a chance. And then. Coming back later on for a meeting, and the Region 1 board, I believe, has the ability to approve a budget as well, just as the selectmen do, without a public vote in cases like this. So I know they're trying to set up a meeting where Sam will sit there and just, you know, go through it page by page as he does at a regular hearing. And then there is another Region 1 board meeting scheduled for Zoom on the 28th, at which time they'll go over whatever the budget is, and I assume allow people to give their input.
All right, Ruth, we'll stay busy.
And, I was going to say we can't even go out today anyway. We're going to be really inundated with wind, I understand.
Yes, so. Wind and rain.
This wouldn't have been a day where you would have been excited about going anyway.
Yeah, anyway, but... even now, that seems good just to get out there. But we'll follow the rules and stay down and keep on going.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week. Stay safe and stay healthy.
And you guys, too. Take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.